For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Subway surfing turned deadly on the Williamsburg Bridge last night with a 14-year-old boy killed and 18-year-old critically injured when they fell off a train. This happened just before 7 p.m. Police say the two teens were found unconscious in the roadbed for the J&M lines. The younger teenager dead at the scene, the older taken to Bellevue in critical condition. In a particularly sad twist, yesterday was his 18th birthday. Media reports say there were two other teens who were subway surfing and ran off. This witness told News 4 New York.
It's becoming a natural thing multiple times a year, so it's become an issue. And look, it affects so many, but worst of all, you know, we lost a life.
This is the second time in recent months teenagers have died on subway cars in the Williamsburg. On October, two teenage girls were found dead atop a J train with head injuries, apparently from low-hanging beams. Mayor Mamdani posted on social media that it's a preventable tragedy, saying his heart breaks for the families. A fatal two-alarm fire in the Bronx overnight. Police say they were initially called to 226 West Tremont Avenue in Morris Heights on a report of an assault. When the officers arrived, they saw a fire on the top floor and called in the FDNY. Fire spread from one apartment to another, went to two alarms. Crews put it out, and then they found a 51-year-old man who was pronounced dead at the scene. Two women, aged 60 and 66, were taken to the hospital in stable condition. No word so far on the cause. New information is coming in on the deadly explosion and fire at a Staten Island shipyard late yesterday. Most of the 36 injured said to be firefighters and other emergency workers. One, identified as Fire Marshal Kucher, is said to be critical but stable with a small brain bleed and temporal fracture. A firefighter is said to be in serious but stable condition. Mayor Mamdani at a news conference at Staten Island University Hospital.
I'm heartbroken to report that one civilian has passed away. I send my deepest condolences to their loved ones.
All of this began with a fire on Richmond Terrace.
Multiple residents in the area say it felt like an earthquake.
There was a big rumble.
There's usually construction happening down here, so occasionally you hear bangs loudly, but this was very loud.
A fire in the basement of this shipyard turned explosion about 50 minutes later. It left one person dead, over 30 injured, most of them firefighters. But Alyssa lives right across the street, and she had no clue.
I didn't even know that many people worked back there.
Well, firefighters were hurt, some civilians.
Oh, my.
Yeah, folks in the area say FDNY tackled this head-on and quickly, so some only caught a glimpse from
the Citizen app. Yeah. It was absolutely wild.
Yeah, the cause still unknown and under investigation. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Can't stop this dance party. The Intrepid has moved its Battle of the Big Bands indoors for the rain, but the Van Ven is very much on. Alicia Siegel is the event's producer of public programs at the Intrepid. She tells 1010 Winds.
It's an epic one-night-only swing dance celebration featuring live big bands, vintage fashion, dance lessons, and over 75 performers all throughout our ship. And we are definitely close to getting sold out, believe it or not. It's going to be a really fun night.
Of course. Of course, the Intrepid fits right into the swing era since it was commissioned in 1943. Tonight's event is at Hangar Deck 3 indoors because of the rain. Part of a full weekend of events at the former aircraft carrier, including a solemn ceremony in memory of the nation's war dead on Monday. They always said they were innocent, and now two Queens men want the DA to clear their names in a 51-year-old case.
They've never given up the fight, even after serving decades in prison and getting out on parole.
The impact that it's had on my life, it's very difficult to put in words.
I've just been trying to maintain, try to get my life back together.
Marcus Washington and Herbert Sims say police and prosecutors ignored and suppressed evidence that would have cleared them all those decades ago after a 71-year-old woman was killed in 1975 in Far Rockaway. The Queens DA's office says they've looked at the case, and actually they say they found more evidence against the two men.
We'd love to know what that evidence is.
Attorney Charlie Linehan says they thought the DA agreed with them. The DA will review the case again. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
stepped up city efforts to protect immigrants in the wake of a report on ICE detentions.
Mayor Mamdani is imposing stricter rules to enforce sanctuary laws following a report that ICE arrests increased 71% in the city over the past year. According to Murad Awada of the New York Immigration Coalition,
ICE was rogue and lawless before, but even more so now because they are not being held accountable by the federal government.
The mayor now wants a new police department protocol requiring patrol units to respond to 911 calls reporting the presence of immigration authorities.
That's why it's critically important that every level of government steps up and ensures that they are doing what they can to protect their constituency.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Surprise! World Cup fans don't want to pay $98 for a train ride. New York Times is reporting the pricey trip to MetLife Stadium for the games not selling nearly as well as the $20 bus from Manhattan. The Times says just under 12,000 tickets for the train have sold compared to almost 21,000 bus rides. There's also a third option, parking in a mall lot that's a 15-minute walk away. It's the most expensive of all, $225, also the slowest seller with some 7,700 spots sold. Now, the New York bus tickets were originally much closer to the cost of the Jersey train, but Governor Hochul slashed that cost last week as the state arranged to rent a fleet of school buses. NJ Transit brought the price down a little bit from the original $150 after sharp criticism. MetLife hosting 8 World Cup matches over the 5 weeks starting June 13th. Well, it was a stowaway, and now they're a guest at the Bronx Zoo. Zoo officials giving an update on the red fox found at the Port of New York in New Jersey. Zoo VP Keith Lovett tells 1010 Winds it's recovered from French heartworm.
It originally came over as a stowaway, if you will, on a ship coming out of Southampton, England. It made its way across the Atlantic in this ship, and then when it got discovered, we were contacted at the Bronx Zoo to see if we could take this animal in and provide it care, which we did.
Basil is doing fine, and they're working on plans for a forever home. More calls for change in Child Protective Services after a torture death of a little girl.
Jordan Duncan was known to be a happy, smiling 7-year-old child. But authorities say when she was legally placed with her father's fiancé in Bayport, she was beaten and tortured until she died. The fiancé's mother and daughter also face charges, 3 generations accused. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says it's very upsetting.
That people could act so savagely.
But after changes were supposed to be made to improve CPS, how did this allegedly happen?
CPS, their involvement in this case is minimal.
He says a judge placed the child. All 3 women pleaded not guilty. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.